Thank you for downloading this programme from the BBC. And now Mark Coles presents this edition of Profile.
I have a fame barometer at home. Comes in rather handy.
Neymar Jr.
Footballer.
David Cameron.
Prime Minister.
Katy Perry.
Singer.
Nicky Morgan.
Never heard of her.
I blame his education, though it does seem my seven-year-old isn't alone.
What can you tell me about Nicky Morgan?
Nicky Morgan? I don't know who he is, pal.
It's her.
I don't know who she is.
Who's Nicky Morgan?
I have no idea.
Does the name Nicky Morgan mean anything to you?
Yes, she is the new education secretary.
Congratulations, top of the class. The first one today is recognizer. Thank you. Right.
Gold stars all round. So what more do we know about the 41-year-old MP for Loughborough, the surprise new Secretary of State for Education? Well, first up, she's a woman, a mother, definitely not of the pale male stale category. Rather fresh, actually, one of the new intake of Tory MPs, only in Parliament for 4 years. Over to you, Nikki.
I joined the Conservative Party in 1989 when I was 16. My father was a councillor down in Surrey. And he could see that I was interested in current affairs and politics. And, of course, Margaret Thatcher was Prime Minister at the time.
Her father, Peter Griffith, was a local Conservative councillor here in Surbiton Seething Wells beside the River Thames. Nicky went to the nearby fee-paying Surbiton High School, where her English teacher, Marilyn Mason, remembers her as a bit of a budding thespian.
She was a very reliable, sensible, polite, good girl. She ended up being head girl, and I suppose that was fairly typical in a way. And she was one of many, you know, reasonably able, hard-working girls. She used to act a bit, and I dare say that's quite helpful in her job too.
Act a bit? What sort of acting?
Well, she was in school plays, and she was perfectly competent. I mean, I don't remember her as an outstanding actress, but she had that confidence which will stand her in good stead, I think.
Can't remember any of the roles she took or the plays she performed in.
Well, I think she was in a production I directed of Taming of the Shrew.
Could be appropriate. Michael Gove called the teaching profession the blob, I think. Can she tame the blob?
I honestly don't know, but I somehow doubt it.
After Surbiton High School, it was off to St Hugh's College, Oxford, to read law. Though not before, aged 17, she'd done a thorough audit of the Conservative Party's standing in the city. Her close friend, Amanda McLean.
I first met her just before she went up to Oxford. I was already there, and Nicky came over the term before to meet some of us and find out the lie of the land for how the Conservatives were operating there. She was really interested in what the Conservatives were doing locally as well. And even then, she was really interested in kind of the whole package. She loved the politics and the policy. She liked campaigning, and she also loved the social side, because the social side was a big deal in the late 80s and early 90s.
And boy, did she know how to enjoy herself.
We did all sorts of crazy things.
Go on, spill the beans.
We'd think nothing of getting up on a Saturday morning and driving up to a lunch somewhere 2 hours' drive away and then coming back to go to a disco an hour and a half the other direction in the evening, only to again do something else on Sunday. And it was just what we did. We kind of worked hard, played hard.
Students, eh? Despite partying hard-ish, Nicky Morgan graduated in 1993 and became a corporate solicitor, specialising in mergers and acquisitions. In 1998, she acquired Jonathan, an architect, the pair merging and marrying 2 years later at the chapel in London's prestigious Inner Temple. They had a son, Nicky Morgan, spending much of the noughties at the city firm Travers Smith, doing a 9-to-5 job to allow her to concentrate on her real vocation. Sian Keel worked with her at the time.
Before she came to Travers Smith, she was a deal-doing corporate lawyer in the city, doing client-facing, long hours, high pressure. And she came to Travers Smith to take on a different job, which is called a professional support lawyer, in order to give herself time to work in her political arena at the same time.
A bid to become an MP turned into a bit of a slog. She stood first in London, then in Loughborough in the East Midlands, losing both times.
She seemed very stoic, actually, and coped with it very well. I mean, she's always struck me as someone who is good under pressure, and I think she probably went into it knowing that it wasn't a given that she'd win it, and actually came back to work, enjoyed the job she did, and just got on with things in a very positive way.
Then in 2010, success, Nicky Morgan winning Loughborough at her second attempt.
Despite Conservative nerves, their candidate, Nicky Morgan, won on a 5.5% swing and got a healthy majority.
I talked about the shattered political system. I mean, I think, you know, the combination of expenses and just generally people feeling that nothing ever changes and lots of broken promises made means that actually the time for a new politics is here.
The political blogger and LBC broadcaster, Ian Dale.
It was impressive that she stayed in Loughborough. She fought that seat in 2005 and narrowly lost it. And she stayed put, which for Tory candidates, they don't normally do that. You fight a marginal seat and lose it, and you generally then try and find a safe seat. She didn't do that. And I think the fact that she had been there for sort of 7 or 8 years meant that when she did win in 2010, she'd got some sort of personal vote. People felt that she probably already was the MP, and that stood her in good stead.
By all accounts, she worked hard as a constituency MP and was a regular speaker in the chamber on everything from mental health to the electrification of the Midlands main railway line. Quietly effective, according to Ian Dale.
She's not a politician that shouts her mouth off. She's not an ideologue. I mean, I think she is of the right, but she's not somebody who you would necessarily want to classify in a particular grouping in the Tory party. I think she's very good at building a sort of big tent, which if you're a politician nowadays, you need to get coalitions of support, not just because they're in a coalition government now, but if you want to get legislation through the Commons, it's actually quite a good idea to have the opposition understand what you want to do and try and build them into your plans in some way. And I think she'll be very good at that.
Within months of arriving in the Commons, she was promoted to Parliamentary Private Secretary to the Universities and Science Minister, David Willetts. The pair seemed to hit it off.
The Whip's office run a kind of informal dating service. And what happens is that the Whip's office work out who they think would make a good combination. They tend to think of where the chemistry will work.
So what was the chemistry then? How did you two click?
What you need in a PPS is, first of all, someone who is completely trusted by your parliamentary colleagues and will bring you bad news as well as good. And then there's, of course, the need to get parliamentary business through. And between us, I think Nicky and I have the distinction of one of the smallest majorities that the government has had for any of its business on the very fraught vote early on the student fees and loans policy. But even there, you know, and there was a lot of work, and to have her alongside me on that was great.
Nicky Morgan voted in favour of increasing student fees. As students marched in protest, she was on TV defending the government's policy.
Well, I think it is fair to ask people to invest in their education, and unfortunately that does mean that tuition fees are going up and they're going to have to pay more. I was the first generation, I went in the early 1990s, and it's the first time I think I was able to take out loans, and it took me 8 years to pay off the debts that I had, and it was a very much smaller amount than it is now, and it will be.
8 years? Must have been all those lunches and discos at Oxford. After PPS to David Willetts, she rose rapidly through the ranks, from Assistant Government Whip in 2012 to Economic Secretary to the Treasury, and in April this year, Minister for Women. Her Christian faith is at the core of everything she does, she says. Nicky Morgan, a regular at All Saints in Loughborough, according to her church warden, Alan Emberson.
She's part of our children's team. She helps out with Sunday school work on a regular basis.
We gather she's going to be there this weekend, I think, is that right?
She's down to be there. Whether her duties will allow, I'm not sure.
She might have other pressing matters to deal with as Education Secretary.
We'll have some red boxes to deal with.
She could always bring them along, though, show them
she
to the children.
The children could help, yeah. If you weren't aware that she, you know, was our local MP, from what she does in church, you wouldn't know of that at all. I've never, ever heard her get involved in political conversations in the church.
She does, however, bring her faith into her politics. She's a trustee and member of the Conservative Christian Fellowship. She's described herself as a Christian involved in politics. And asked what her role in Parliament was, she replied, to remember the word of God and serve the Lord.
What's really amazing is just how vibrant Christian life is in the House of Commons and House of Lords. How many Christians there are, how many prayer groups, how many Bible, you know, study groups, and what a great network there is. And I think we've been tested a number of ways over the last couple of years, and that network has been very, very important for all of us. So for me, it gives me confidence that there is a plan, and I'm just a part of that.
When she voted against same-sex marriage, saying that the church had always taught her that marriage should be between a man and a woman, it led to accusations from some that the then Equalities Minister was anti-gay. Not true, says her friend Amanda McLean.
Nikki said very clearly, you know, to her, a marriage is between a man and a woman, and that was the issue around calling it marriage. And she's always been terribly pro-civil partnerships, and so, and in our, you know, circle of friends are a number of gay couples.
So do you think that hurts then when someone in the press come out and they've called her the anti-gay minister for equality?
She's absolutely not anti-equality, very far from it. I was involved in campaigning for very early days in the Conservative Party for gay rights, I suppose you'd say, as a straight woman. And Nikki was very supportive of that and has been very supportive of some friends who've been through some quite tough times because they're gay. So to be seen as anti-gay would hurt.
So what more can we tell you about Nikki Morgan? Her website lists cinema, theatre, skiing and cooking as her main interests outside Parliament. She likes to run too, in 2013 becoming the first female Tory MP to run the London Marathon, comparing taking part in the event to life in Parliament.
Now, a lot of people say the marathon is as much mental as is physical. There are a couple of miles in the middle where you really do have to dig deep and say, I'm going to do this. And I guess sometimes it's a bit, politics can be a bit like that. It is a bit of a long haul, going from one session of Parliament to the next, and you've got to sort of dig in for the long haul.
So what sort of education secretary will she make? Ian Dale again.
She's one of these politicians that actually comes across as a perfectly normal person, and there aren't many of those around. She's got a fantastic sense of humour. She's a very warm person. And sometimes in politics, people interpret those two characteristics, meaning that you'll be weak. And I think following a sort of ideologue like Michael Gove, I think the journalists are probably going to assume that she's going to be a very pale version of Michael Gove. But there's a bit of steel there.
Her mentor, David Willetts, is convinced she'll be fine. She's a different sort of Tory, he says.
A lot of Conservatives came into the party post-war having served in the army. She's come in through her belief in public service and her Christianity. I think those are all the kind of reasons that bring people into politics, that with all our problems on expenses and everything, sometimes get overlooked. But there are a lot of my colleagues who are just fundamentally decent like that, and she's an absolute shining example of that.
A former English teacher, Marilyn Mason, isn't so sure.
My main reservation, I suppose, about Nikki Morgan as education minister, I hope she doesn't think her education was typical. It did not cater for a wide ability range or social range at all. And I think people who've been through the independent sector have got very little idea of what the rest of the world is really like.
Ian Dale disagrees. He thinks education secretary might just be the start for Nikki Morgan.
I think she could go all the way. I think she could end up leading the Conservative Party, maybe sooner than some people might think. She's got a bit of steel in her armoury, and I think we will see that at some point over the next few months, if she gets it right between now and the elections.
What sort of experience leads you to think that? She hasn't had a lot of experience in education, has she?
Instinct. I think one of her weaknesses may be that she's been thrown in at the deep end in a very high-profile job, and David Cameron knows that.
Others are already damning her with faint praise. At least she's not Michael Gove, wrote The Guardian. Another bland, characterless pea in the pod, said one commentator. Just window dressing in the run-up to an election. Nonsense, says best friend Amanda McLean.
She's got a stunning intellect. She can take on a lot of material and assimilate it very quickly and then turn it into something that's actually terribly real. And so what does it actually mean for me, for you, for the parents? And I think that'll stand in really good stead.
You know her extremely well. All these years, some in the press say, bland, untested, unknown, window dressing before a general election. What do you say to them?
Well, she's definitely not window dressing before a general election. She's as capable as any other colleague, male or female.
Meanwhile, back home, my 7-year-old is still trying to work out who she is.
Nikki Morgan.
Dancer.
Try again.
Inventor.
Nope. Nikki Morgan.
Singer.
That edition of Profile was presented by Mark Coles. The producer was Samita Patel. There are many more news and current affairs programmes to download for free from the Radio 4 website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.